My default face looks like I'm pissed. I know this because fortunately I've been told this by people who are close to me, plus my default pissed look has gotten me in trouble more than once, causing misunderstandings. Before you roll your eyes at my suggestion to smile in an interview, take a look in the mirror. I've always known that this is an area I needed to work on professionally and personally, but never did it become more glaring or apparent to me until the isolating COVID pandemic, when all social and professional communication moved to video conferencing. Looking at my default face during these video calls was like looking in a mirror. Wow, do I look intense? I had to really exercise my smile muscles during the year 2020, and I learned a valuable lesson. I'm not approachable when I'm not smiling, and approachability is something you need in interviews or even a pitch. The pitch challenge today: practice your upcoming interview in front of a mirror or on Zoom. If you do it on Zoom, record it. Go back and watch it to study your body language. What do you need to change? If you can't be objective about it, have a friend or family member critique it for you. If you don't like to smile or you feel fake doing it, know that you don't have to plaster a smile on your face the entire time. It's important to show appropriate emotions that match what you are saying, and it certainly doesn't hurt to insert a smile strategically throughout the conversation to lighten up the intensity.